Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hello and welcome to episode...
Seven
of The Slab with Chelsea and Jim. It's a podcast all about British myths and legends. Welcome. Lovely to have you here.
I would like to add that we're going to expand our scope to murders now.
Well, historic. Well, only historic.
Okay, so Jim...
We need a 50-year buffer between the murder and now.
I've told you, I've agreed to an 8-year buffer.
No.
Jim, I'm doing the murders, though. You don't
Pre-80s.
Have to.
Pre-80s.
Oh, there's no... I want 90s. I'll do an 18-year buffer. Anything last century.
Let's
it's
start.
Me.
Do the historic ones first, and then if you run out, we can look at extending the buffer.
But I'm the one that's doing. I'm the one that's doing the info.
Yeah, and you're really good at that, aren't you? Eh?
Is that about today?
Yeah. It is about today.
Well,
Chels, do some research. This is yesterday.
It wasn't yesterday.
Yeah.
It was today you said do research. We were tired yesterday. Remember we were both tired yesterday?
We were tired. Anyway, look, we're not going to argue. Not on the podcast.
We
not
just
in the
did.
First minute. I've got a real treat in store for you today.
Uh-oh.
I've got a real, real treat in store for you today. And if you don't like it, please direct all blame to @HeyDrapple on Twitter, because this is our first podcast based on a listener request. So she tweeted us the other day, Beth did, saying, have you guys heard of Mother Shipton? There's a place in Harrogate with a petrification well where she supposedly lived. It's right up your street, witches and prophecies, worth a look up for the podcast, smiley face.
Thanks, Beth.
And I did look it up, and because I don't have time to look things up and not use them for the podcast, that's what we're talking about today. So essentially, it's a story about a hideously ugly woman who could predict the future.
Right, okay. Hideously ugly.
This is what everyone... That's a quote. I was doing air quotes then.
Well, that doesn't work on a podcast, Jim.
That's why I said I was doing air quotes.
But you wouldn't... If I hadn't mentioned it, you wouldn't have said it. And then we'd have got comments about it. People like to comment.
Okay, well, this is the first thing that struck me about this story. Everywhere I looked on those three websites... She was described as being ugly, some kind of reference to her physical features. So yeah. That's not me face shaming here.
You've looked on three websites, but two of those websites got their info from the first one.
Yeah, as is always the case with these stories that we talk about. Anyway, first impressions of that for a story, Chels?
I mean, I love that tweet. I also think it's a great one for us when we start doing Chelsea and Jim Go to Places live.
Yes.
Like, for example, when we go to Florida and Universal Studios Horror Nights. Not quite the same as British Myths and Legends, but I think it's still on theme.
It's definitely under the same umbrella.
And we should definitely...
Not that we'll need an umbrella, because it's bloody boiling over there.
And I think for tax reasons,
yeah,
we do need to say it is for the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, it will be, yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely tax deductible.
All we need to do is a
And
podcast.
All of that merch we buy, all of those novelty oversized mugs that you come back with, Chels.
Oh, I love
all
mugs.
All research.
All I need to do is pop them in a video and it's taxed.
Exactly.
I think that's how that works.
That's what all these daily vloggers do.
Yeah.
Seriously. Also, we should go to this place because it looks amazing, the birthplace of Mother Shipton.
Doesn't Chris live there?
He does.
He can avoid us when we're there too.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be nice for him, won't it? It all began in 1488. Henry VII is on the throne. Just the one wife for Henry VII, making for very poor branding. Very few memorable attributes apart from just his little felt hat that he used to wear. Sort of looks a little bit like Professor Snape from Harry Potter.
Have you seen him? Have you
Henry
seen
the
photos of Henry VII?
Yeah, there are photos of a 15th century king. No, paintings.
Yeah, but I don't know if how accurate that is. Because you know Facetune?
Yeah,
imagine
I do.
How much easier that would be if you just had your own artist and you go, make me a bit thinner, mate. Oh no, you want to be chubby in those days so you look rich.
Yeah,
make
so
me
you
a
look
bit
rich.
Fatter.
Yeah, pile on the pounds there.
I would be so rich.
Make
in
me
the
look more
century.
Pale because that was a sign that you didn't have to go outside and work in the sun, so therefore a sign that you're nobility.
Yeah.
What else did they like? Oh, another thing, this is a fact actually. Around the 17th and 18th century, having big thighs was seen as a really attractive attribute. So you know how, Charles.
For men?
Yeah, for men. So, you know, men used to wear leggings.
Yeah.
And there's paintings of...
David Bowie in the Labyrinth.
Well, yeah. And he got it from Louis the 14th. 15th, 16th or 17th, one of them.
Yeah, too many Louis.
You know the guy with the big curly hair? You can probably visualise
him. Oh, Judge Judy.
He's got big arms. Big puffy arms.
You're
sleeves.
Just talking about every single person in a painting from the 17th century.
And leggings, white leggings, little pointy shoes, and he's doing a little thing to make his calves look big. That's because men
Lord
with big
Fauntleroy.
Calves was attractive.
Oh, wait, Lord Fauntleroy was blue, right?
Fauntleroy, little Lord Fauntleroy.
He had a little periwinkle blue outfit on.
I'm going to be honest, Charles, I don't know anything about him.
All men from the past look the same.
Yeah.
That's a sweeping statement, but I'm willing to put it out there.
That's because they're all being oil painted.
Yeah.
And they're all saying, make me look like this guy.
Didn't have acne in those days.
Oh, but I bet in real life they did.
I bet
they had terrible acne.
I don't know. I don't know. Some diseases are brought upon by the modern state of living.
Well, people used to say that if you eat too many like greasy foods, you'll get acne, but apparently that's not true.
Well, no, because I've never had it. I've thoroughly
Do you never get acne when you're younger?
I've had about 20 spots in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're so lucky.
Well,
I used to
think
have
you had
such
it.
Bad
stuff.
No,
did you
I
just
did.
Have spots and no acne, though?
No, really bad.
You can't tell now, because
really,
usually
really
people
bad.
Have scars.
I've got scars on my back from it as well. I was one of those guys with back spots. Just putting it out there. No shame.
What I like about Jim is that he did have a really tough physical teenage time, but you really did blossom.
Oh, I did, yeah.
You are the ugly duckling of people.
That was actually written about me. The ugly duckling of people.
I was like the very hungry caterpillar, but instead of a butterfly, I would just become a fat caterpillar.
Okay, so Henry VII is on the throne with his one wife, looking a bit like Professor Snape. And
did you say Snape's plural?
Was it Snape?
Just one Snape.
Well, at least I'm not calling him Professor Snake anymore.
Yeah.
It's 1488. It's spring. A violent thunderstorm cracks above Knaresborough, and a baby is born in a cave by a riverside. Not hygienic, that. Although it is technically a water birth, so quite hipster.
True. Question.
Go on.
Why have they started this, like, Beauty and the Beast? You know how all Disney movies, like, they have, like, that little intro that's, like, animated in a 2D... Well, everything's 2D, but, you know, in a more 2D manner.
Mm.
Like, this feels like that moment. Like, there's a storm, there's a baby, and we're just going to have, like, a montage of them growing up real quick before we hit the... And I've got magical powers that can make you could turn to ice.
That's exactly how I'm structuring this, Charles. Yeah. It's called painting a picture.
Yeah.
I'm painting a beautiful picture. I don't know if it was actually a thunderstorm. But I think it probably was.
But what other types of storm are there?
Well, snowstorm.
Ice storm. That's a great film.
Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. Who is she? Because I hear a lot about her and I think Trump might have fucked her.
Is she a porn star who Trump fucked?
I don't know.
I don't know completely.
I get like Stormy gives me porn vibes. Daniels.
No.
No, less porn there.
No.
More
well,
office.
I just think of Paul Daniels.
Yeah, is he alive? He's dead now.
He did die.
How's Debbie doing?
I think she's doing all right. She went on I'm a Celebrity. She can't be that sad.
Why was her name McGee if they were married?
Because she didn't change her name.
Grace Hopper. This is something that I was thinking about yesterday. Grace Hopper, one of the greatest strong women in history. She pioneered a lot of engineering in the computer world. Like she came up with one of the first computer languages and she was talking about how we should... make it more like English and all this shit. She was also a rear admiral in the Navy until she was like 67 plus. She got married and then divorced, but kept her husband's name after the divorce. And I think for such a strong woman, it's very surprising that we now remember her as having the half the name of a man that she didn't even spend most of her life
but
with.
But was that in a way like a fuck you to the guy? Like, haha, we divorced, but I'm going to keep your name.
I don't know, that would annoy him.
Well, if she's much more successful than him, which presumably... she was, because I've never heard of her husband. I mean, he could have done something amazing as well. I don't
Dennis
know.
Dennis Hopper.
But that's a bit of a fuck you, isn't it? Because he's like, oh, we got divorced and she's really successful and she's got my name and I'm just here being sad on my own.
No, because since her, maybe during her lifetime, but since then, there's been a missile destroyer called the USS Hopper and a Yale College named after her, Hopper College. So that's all named after him.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Not
That's
her
a really
family.
Good point.
Yeah.
That is annoying for her.
Yeah.
She should have changed that. Good branding, though. Maybe she had a terrible name.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Maybe her name
it was
like
Dog Swallop.
Yeah. Or like Cock-Headed Bitch. Anyway, it's 1488. There's a thunderstorm. A baby's born in a cave. Your mother was only 15.
A cave in Harrogate?
Yeah, there's a cave in Harrogate, in Knaresborough.
Okay, good.
By a river.
Just checking.
The mother was only 15, and despite being dragged before a magistrate, refused to reveal who the father of the child was. Alone, with no one to support her, Agatha, that's the name of the mother,
raised change that.
Ursula, that's the name of the child.
It is a Disney movie.
In the cave, on her own, for 2 years. 2 years in a cave.
This isn't the truth.
This is what happened, Chels.
Is Agatha a fox?
Yeah, as I was about to get onto, Agatha also, it's important to note, was a fox who gave birth to a human girl in a cave. So anyway, they're born in the cave. I mean, it's just an absurd image. A teenager raising a kid in a cave. Don't live in the 1480s, would be my advice to anyone who's got time travel. Don't go back to then.
You can't go back, though, with time travel. You can only go forward. Is that the truth? Well, I know, because if you go faster than the speed of light, you go back. But you can't go slower than the speed of stop.
Well, when they figure out how to do it, to go faster, slower than the speed of stop.
Stephen Hawking is shaking in his grave right now. I need to. I don't know how to do a computer voice. Like I did the face. Unfortunately, I'm glad that this is an audio podcast.
Thank God it's audio only, because that would have got us taken off the internet. Eventually, Ursula was taken in by the Abbot of Beverley. And Agatha was sent off to a nunnery, which I'm hoping is more fun than it sounds. Because in my head, it's Sister Act, and she's like, "Oh, I'm out of the cave, like I'm having a great time in the nunnery." But it's probably horrible.
I think that this story sounds like somebody who has heard very few things about the 14th century and just tried to throw them all into one very short fairy tale.
Yeah, probably had nunnery back then, cave. Yeah, and then a monk came and. He was wearing the monk clothes.
Like, if there's a chicken leg at some point in this story.
A banquet.
Yeah.
And Ursula was raised on mead.
we had a nunnery in another old story. A lot Did of we? Stories. Of, yeah, in the Highgate Vampire story.
Oh, there was a nunnery, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of nunneries surrounding myths and legends of English folklore.
Well, I think it's because historically they're very mysterious. So these closed institutions, not much is known about them. A lot of tradition and history wrapped up in them themselves. They got a creepy vibe, haven't they? I think anything that's that closed, you think, what are you hiding?
It's
and we know what they're hiding in the church.
Titties. Oh.
No.
Paedophilia.
Yeah.
It was one of the two. It's always either tits or kid fucking, isn't it? One of those.
Yeah, it's always...
Quick question. Nuns. Mm. Are they women being empowered or are they being subjugated, like, in the Middle East? Because they've got... Their outfits are very similar.
I don't really know what a nun does, apart from wears the stuff.
Yeah, I've got an image of Kate Winslet in a nun's outfit, but I think that could just be from extras.
It is from extras,
so
yeah.
I was like, what film is that? It's not one.
Sister Act as well. They don't go into a huge amount of detail about what the nun does. They just do a bit of singing. They're just quite strict, aren't they, nuns?
Also, do they really sing?
Are they like teachers?
Of what? Religion?
Of religion and others.
Well, what does a priest do? Is he like the head teacher?
Priest is like head guy. Okay, so top of the tower, you've got Pope. Top of the tower,
God.
You've got God.
Yeah, God first.
Then probably Jesus, I guess.
But who's the Holy Ghost? What's he doing when he's at home?
And then you've got all the saints. They're knocking about.
Yeah, Peter.
They've done their time.
Andrew.
Oh, they're having they're sort of very much an executive level. They've got a great salary. Probably getting driven into work every day. Don't have to do a huge amount.
Are all the disciples saints now, apart from Judas?
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Did they get a special
heaven
tickets, like front row? Oh,
I think if you're at that dinner,
yeah,
if you're at that Last Supper, you're getting an automatic sainthood there.
What was the First Supper like? That's my question.
Wow, working on your stand-up comedy set.
You never hear about the other suppers, Jim.
Yeah, that's good, that.
Yeah.
Good bit.
Good, I'll write that down on Google Docs.
So anyway, what are we talking about? The Pope? Yeah, no, Abbot. Abbot of Beverley took away Agatha.
Wait, she's a nun?
Ursula is the child. Agatha's... Forget about Agatha. Agatha's not going to get another mention. Agatha's fucked off. She's the teen mom. She's gone off to be nunnery. And it was at this point in my research, I very helpfully discovered that there is a website called mothershipton.co.uk. So unlike Henry VII, she's clearly got great branding. And there's a lot of info on there. So they describe Ursula, who would later be known as Mother Shipton, as a strange child, both in looks and in nature. Her nose was large and crooked, her back bent, and her legs twisted just like a witch. My first question there is, why are all witches ugly? Why does that make her look like a witch?
Also, since when have witches had twisty legs?
I've never seen a witch with twisty legs.
I've never seen a witch.
But they usually have quite long skirts on, don't they? So you don't know what's going on with the legs.
Unless it was a sexy witch.
Maybe the broom actually is a form of mobility scooter.
Yeah.
That's just for accessibility.
Yeah, I think that's in the Harry Potter lore.
It's essentially a Stannis Stairlift.
Yeah, I don't know why witches are ugly. Are they all ugly? Have they? Because I thought...
So I was going to say, has there ever been a fit witch?
Yeah. The one, well, again, when they are fit, they've done it as a spell. Like, in Beauty and the... I don't know why I refer to Beauty and the Beast as, like, this sort of, like...
As canon.
Bible of, like, yeah, real witch facts. But when she came to the door of the prince, she was a beautiful goddess and... No, she was ugly. No, she was a goddess. She pretended to be ugly so he wouldn't let her in the castle. And then when he said... She was like, oh, you're in a curse. And then she turned into a goddess and he was like, shit, I wouldn't let you in.
Was that because... did she transform herself or did she just transform his perception? I can't remember.
It's irrelevant.
But if you've got the ability to magic yourself fit, do that.
Like, yeah.
Everybody knows that life is easier for fit people.
I always thought that about Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I was she was like, all right, wasn't she?
Yeah, but she could have been better. Because she was very sort of like mousy and plain. Like, so, like Melissa Joan Hart, when she's in all those like teen movies from the 90s, isn't as hot as new teens.
Oh, but it was a different... Even 10 years ago, like, it was
Kelly Kapowski.
Less of an expectation for people to be fit all of the time.
Yeah, it was just
that's
like...
Instagram, that is. It's ruined everything.
Possibly. But we had Kelly Kapowski in, like, the 1989.
Who's that?
From Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was really big hair, great tits. Melissa Joan Hart, I've never heard anyone talk about her
tits today, Chels.
Sorry, Jim.
You've got tits on the brain.
Oh, I feel like we hadn't covered tits enough in previous episodes. And
we can cover tits.
Let's move on from tits and tell me more about Mother Shipgate.
So anyway, she's like ugly witch, apparently. We don't think there's ever been a fit witch, apart from if they've done a spell on themselves. Mm. But then maybe that whole world is just... Because it's sort of weird and because witches and magicians are outcast from society, maybe that goes with the territory. I can't think of a fit magician.
David Blaine.
He's not fit.
He's not a magician.
Well, exactly.
The Croft. So four fit witches.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah. Apart from Clea DuVall, who's got the scariest mouth in acting. But the rest of them are super fit, like the main one, lovely hair.
Yeah.
When she makes that blonde, yes, please.
We figured it out. We found fit witches, guys.
Yeah.
We didn't think they existed, but it turns out they do, the craft. I'm glad about that.
And that was in the 90s. Well, I've just said they weren't as hot in the 90s. Melissa Joan Hart would have never been in the craft.
No, absolutely not. She wished she was in the craft, am I right?
Oh, she's cursed you. This was Clarissa. Where is she? What was her friend called? Oh, Sabrina was the witch.
Did Clarissa. You say Clarissa?
Yeah, she was her
Sabrina,
too.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch featuring Clarissa. Yeah, she did. And now she's a massive Trump supporter.
And what did she really even explain? What?
Yeah.
Clarissa supports
Trump. I think
Trump.
That's why she's not doing acting now, because she's a Republican.
I don't know how
and all of And all of Hollywood is Democrats.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What about Harvey Weinstein?
I don't... Well, I mean, he's got other issues, hasn't he?
Yeah, his weight.
No one's saying, oh, Harvey's great, apart from his political views.
No, but they might have been 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, he was successful, wasn't he, 5 years ago? Oh, you saying is he a Republican or a Democrat?
Yeah, that's...
I don't know.
That's a basic question.
I don't know.
He doesn't strike me as a Democrat, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, probably not. But then, you know, he knows which side is... He'll say whatever to be popular with everyone. Oh, yeah, I'm a Democrat. Yeah, definitely going to vote Democrat. Get into the booth, Republican.
Yeah.
It's like in this country, everyone says they're a Labour supporter, but I bet when people get in the booth, a lot of people are voting Conservative.
Do you see how Trump said that he didn't want to have that meeting at the summit with Theresa May because she sounds like a condescending, like, school mum or something? And I was like, you know what? I hate you, but I agree. But I'm allowed to agree because she's my prime lady.
Prime minister.
Is it? Prime mistress?
No, prime minister.
Oh, still the
minister
same.
Minister isn't gendered.
It's prime?
No.
Okay.
Lady Minister.
I don't like Theresa May. I'm just going to say that. And I don't really know any of her political opinions. I just mean as a person, I don't like her.
She's got a very... I think she needs voice training or something. She's got a very shrill voice,
well,
not a powerful voice.
I'm not going to hold that against her. Hashtag relatable.
And also, just sort your hair out, love.
Oh, she only got in because somebody else popped out, right?
Yeah.
So she didn't even get voted?
Well, she did in the second election, but then Do you remember she held a general election? She was like, I want to consolidate power. I just got in here through like default. People haven't actually voted me in. So let's have a vote. Let's see if what people want me. And then they didn't get the majority. They had to cobble it together from other seats.
Oh, I don't remember.
Remember, it was very much on the fence.
Possibly. What was the election we had like a month ago?
A local election, maybe?
I don't know. I saw a few people on Instagram doing
stuff. Yeah, there were local elections recently.
Oh, I didn't vote in that.
Yeah, I forgot.
It's not as important, I don't think.
I don't think it is as important, although it's really bad that I forgot and didn't vote. I do feel a bit bad about that.
I didn't get any mail about
but
it.
But the party I wanted to win got in my area anyway, so it's fine. No, it's actually the Liberal Democrats.
Oh, no, Jim.
No, because
why have
that,
you not learned from the
because
past?
Because that's strategic in my area. Nobody votes for Labour, so it's like the next best is Liberal Democrat.
But do you remember?
And we got in and we got the Tories out, so that's good.
But do you not remember the big Liberal Democrat fiasco that got Conservatives in the first place? This is why we're in this mess.
Yeah.
When we were at uni.
Yeah, I remember they promised that, yeah.
First time I ever voted, I'd go Lib Dem. And it yeah. was the and we just stole the votes from
Old
Labour.
Nick Clegg, yeah.
Fucking Nick Clegg.
Look, we don't want to turn this into a politics, you know, because I know we're
we would
both
be
very,
out of our
we're very passionate about politics and very knowledgeable as well, aren't we?
Yeah.
As we've just
with
demonstrated.
The Prime Mistress.
We need to talk about Ursula. So she was shunned from society and became a recluse and spent much of her time by the cave that she was born in, learning about the forest and the plants and the herbs and how to mix them into potions and remedies.
She's like the Mowgli of Harrogate.
She is a little bit, actually. I see her more of as a freeloader because that's not a real job. There's probably loads that needs doing in
Harrogate. Did they say that was her real job?
Well, that's all she's doing. She's just walking around picking, oh, a bit of sage, mix that with some frog's legs.
What was
Get a job, Ursula.
What was a job in the 14th century, though?
Probably, like...
Harpist?
Horse looker afterer.
Mm-hmm.
Sack maker.
Yeah, pillow.
I don't think they had pillows.
Well, no, but there would be, like, straw in the pillow, so you'd have to, like...
Oh, for the...
Puff them.
Puff them up. Probably, like, servicing the manor.
Making the bread.
Hot cakes.
Yeah.
They definitely had hot cakes.
Is this Tudor times?
Yeah.
What?
Well, no, just a little bit before Tudor.
I was
or is it Tudor? Yeah, it is Tudor times. Sorry, yeah, my bad.
So I went to Kentwell, so I feel like I've got a lot of experience with Tudor jobs. They did like...
Kentwell, I never. How was it? Where is that? I've never even heard of it.
It's in England.
Kentwell?
Yeah.
Is it a well in Kent, or is the place called Kentwell?
It's Kentwell is a place. I don't know where it is. but the vibe is it's a fake Tudor village, and you go...
Oh, please can we go? I love shit like that.
The best thing that's ever happened, and you have to dress up like a Tudor, and you give them your money, and then in exchange they give you groats. And you go around and you shop like a Tudor, and you can go and see them making, like, mats and stuff with all, like, the twiddling of the strings to make fabric. What's the tapestry is what I mean when
Weaving,
I say
that. Tapestry.
Yeah.
Did you get to do mottle and daub? That's something
you
they did
to
in
watch
Tudor
do
times.
It.
Did you make one of those things that's little cloves stuffed into an orange?
But like
people
Christmas.
Had them during the plague to get the smell away.
No.
Do you still have those in King's Lynn? Still worried
the
about the plague in King's Lynn? You'd best put together some of them oranges.
That's like conkers in the corner of a room for spiders. That doesn't get rid of the plague.
Hey.
Was it meant to scare plague victims off?
No, in those days, they thought that the plague was carried in scent. So if you smelled nice and if your environment smelled nice, then you wouldn't get the plague. Idiots! Not how plague works.
How long did it take them to realize?
They weren't washing their hands, though, were they?
They should have just used some of that gel that I used.
Oh, yeah, they should have done, shouldn't they? Just got the hand sanitizer out. Anyway, where were we?
Harrogate.
So she was shunned from society. This is Ursula. And she was... Oh, we've done that. So she's... she's fucking hell. So she's making her herbs and whatever it is, her making her magic. At the age of 24, she met and married a young carpenter from York called Tobias Shipton. Some say that she bewitched him and that she was too hideous for him to be attracted to her, which I think is a bit sexist. Nobody would question it if it was the other way around, would they?
I would.
You don't usually question a fit woman with an ugly man.
Only because you assume that he's funny, but if you discovered he wasn't funny or rich, you would then question it.
Yeah, and then you'd go, magic.
Yeah.
Well, weren't they assuming that about Ursula? Ursula could have been hilarious. Probably not rich. I don't think there's much money in making potions. Anyway, so she ended up marrying him. He died 2 years later, so forget him. But she did take his name, so that's where the Mother Shipton part came.
What was her second name?
I don't know what her real second name was. But she became Ursula Shipton, which I quite like.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
I'd have it.
Ruined a little bit like by Harold Shipman.
A different name though, isn't it?
Yeah, but any ship in a name now.
Really?
Makes me think of him. In my head, I thought it was Harold Shipton, but then as I said it, I realised it's Harold Shipman.
So she is currently not married. Did she kill her husband? What did he die? Did you say he died of plague?
Well, people do say that people thought that he was bewitched because she was so ugly and he was quite attractive. They never thought that he would be attracted to her. So maybe it was some kind of spell.
Maybe she was good at knob gobbling.
In the cave.
Yeah.
Ooh, come into me cave for a good knob goblin.
5 groats, please.
Groat for a scrote.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a shirt.
Yeah, that's her merch. Maybe she'd like tried to give him some like, ooh, sexy potion just to spice things up in the bedroom. Because, you know, when you've been with someone for a couple of years, you do have to start thinking about how you spice things up. Maybe she got, I don't know, the proportion of ingredients wrong and it ended up poisoning him. It could be, all I'm saying is it could be a sex game gone wrong.
Yeah.
I see myself more as like a tabloid journalist.
Yeah.
How do we sensationalise this?
Mm-hmm. Sex game gone wrong.
Sex game gone wrong. Sex potion. So as well as making traditional remedies, Mother Shipton had another gift. Yeah. She could predict the future. How do you like that?
But she didn't know he was going to die.
Good point. I don't know if she wrote that one down. Soon she was known as Naresborough's prophetess. A witch. She made her living telling the future and warning those who asked of what was to come. And it's this which led to the long-running legend of Mother Shipton. And she became quite a big deal, actually.
What, so we don't have a female name for a prime minister, but we have prophetess?
Yeah, prophetess seems a bit unnecessary, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it's more like a thing that you do as opposed to like a station that you have.
I think they've made that up. I don't even know if that's a real word. Although it's not getting a red line underneath it. Not that I've copied and pasted this from another website. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not, Jim. We'd never do
that. I would
never do that.
Not on this podcast.
Maybe for
not on
my
the slab.
Episode, I should just read a blog that I haven't read before.
Yeah.
As though it's my notes.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I wouldn't question it. So she's been written about in length since the 17th century as Mother Shipton. And she was known, even in her time, to serf and lord alike. Serfs knew about her. The lords knew about her.
What's a serf?
A serf's someone really poor. And a lord, someone really rich.
Oh, a povo?
Yeah. We'd have been serfs. In the 15th century, we'd have been total serfs.
Oh, do you mean now or when we were young, from our born?
From our born.
Oh, yeah, we'd have been serfs.
Maybe we'd have been able to elevate ourselves, but probably not. It was very hard back then.
Yeah, especially as a woman and a gay.
Oh, my God. Well, I wouldn't be openly gay, would I? Not in the 15th century.
Jim, I don't know what risk you would have taken.
I'd probably have to go off and join the nunnery. What's the mannery? I mean, the mannery? The monkery. What's a monkery called?
Wait, monks? Where
Priory.
We didn't discuss monks in our previous cascade of religious figures.
We didn't. A monk is a male nun.
Wait, does the monk live in the priory?
Yeah.
I thought priories were for rehab.
Yeah, they are now.
Oh.
But isn't that a nickname? Because one of them... No, there's a rehab centre called the Priory in London because it used to be a priory.
Oh. So the nuns live in a nunnery and the monks live in a...
Priory.
Prior what?
A monastery.
Yeah. So
monkery.
A
monastery.
Yeah.
Oh, is a priory where a nun lives?
No, they live in the nunnery.
I think nunnery might be...
Or is the nunnery a bedroom in a priory?
Hey, maybe the priory's the place and then you've got your nunnery over there, you've got your monastery over there.
Yeah, like a wizarding university.
Yeah.
In Skyrim.
And then you've got like admin over there.
Mm-hmm.
Reception.
Yeah. There's the on-campus nightclub.
Canteen.
You've got to have a good canteen to eat. Rip up that morning bread. And drink the blood of Christ.
Yeah, there is a bar. All they serve is red wine out of silver goblets.
Holy Grail is made of wood, remember Indiana Jones?
Yeah, but they drink it out of a silver cup though, don't they?
If they want to die.
Communion.
If you were Indiana Jones in that scene and you were faced with all of these goblets and they were like, right, pick the one that's the Holy Grail, would you think, I'm going to just take a fucking massive risk and go with the wooden one? Or would you go, oh, that's diamond encrusted, that's the Grail?
I'm going to be honest, Chels,
yeah.
I've never been in that situation and I don't know exactly what I'd do. I don't know.
It was either going to be the wooden one or the most ostentatious one.
Yeah.
It wasn't just going to be random boy.
If they really wanted to be tricky though, like have a really shit one, have a diamond one and then just have like a bronze one.
Yeah, but there
no
were like 300 in there.
Yeah.
It's not like in The Wizard of Oz, Return to Oz, when all of her friends got made into objects in the antique store, and she had to go through and find out which ones were her friends, and they were the ones that were emerald based.
Okay.
I love that film.
I've not seen it.
I feel like we're talking about a lot of stuff that's more a Chels thing than a gym thing right
now.
There's
a lot of... A lot of references flying around, guys. A lot of references. Try and keep up.
Why are we talking about selecting good things?
Because...
Priory.
Because... No, what is it? She could predict the future. Oh, Surf and Lord. That was it.
Yeah.
So we've established that she was basically a big deal. She was famous. She was the 15th century Kardashian. And her prediction started quite small. Someone had stolen a new smock and petticoat. Oh, I hate it when that happens. She declared that she knew very well who'd stolen the clothes and that she'd make sure that the thief returned them. The following market day, as Mother Shipton predicted, the smock was returned. Did Mother Shipton just steal the smock? That's what you're thinking, I can tell.
I didn't think that at all. I thought, oh, if I'm living in the 15th century or the 14th century, whenever this is, and I don't really know what's happening, I don't know if magic is real, and someone says, I know who did it, I'll just pop that back. Because I don't know that she doesn't know.
Do you reckon that's what happened?
Yeah. It's like Derren Brown.
She should have said who did it if she really knew. She'd have gone, oh, well, yeah, I knew that that was Chels, rather than saying, I know who did it.
Unless she's pretending to have some sort of moral, like, I'll let you...
And it will be returned.
Yeah, it will be returned, with, like, a wink.
She's like a teacher.
Reverse psychology. She is.
How do you explain this?
I can't.
Her most famous prediction was regarding Cardinal Wolsey, who was a advisor to Henry VIII.
Oh, is Henry VIII in now?
Henry VIII's in now, yeah.
What happened to Seventh?
Seventh just died, really. Mm. Just did a death.
No willpower.
I think he had tuberculosis.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Everyone had back then. It was rife.
Very popular disease.
She said that Cardinal Wolsey would never see York. That's what she said. And he died on his way there.
Oh, he was going there.
He was going to York. She said he is never going to see York. Died on the way in Leicester.
I mean, I could guess a few things. Like, Jim's never going to see Zanzibar.
Hey!
I'm just saying, that's an example.
I might die on the way to Zanzibar now. Thanks.
Just don't
Mother
go.
Shipton.
Just don't go.
I want to go.
You didn't want to go until I just said that.
I really want to go to Zanzibar.
I've reverse psychologied you into going to Zanzibar.
You have.
I didn't know that was a real place until yesterday.
It is a real place. Where is it?
Africa.
Oh, it looks nice, actually. I do want to go.
Where is it?
Oh, it looks really nice.
Torfu?
Tanzania.
Is that in Africa?
Tanzania. Tasmania?
Is that in Africa?
Let's get it on the map. Oh, it's Unguja.
Is
Maybe
that
it's
Africa?
Not called Zanzibar anymore. It's by Tanzania.
Tanzania?
Tanzania, sorry.
that is in Africa. Africa. That looks like the shape of the Africa. Continent of Africa.
Tanzania, not Tanzania. Sounds like some like African-themed theme park or something. Come to Tanzania. Here's a poem. So she wrote...
It's a new bit that we do, a poetic interlude.
Yeah, I'm bored of Ursula now. Fuck that shit. Here's a poem. So to stop being accused of witchery, she used to write all of her predictions in poetic verse.
Well, just don't write them down at all if you don't want to be accused of it. Just keep them shtum.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that stops you being accused of being a witch. Because you're still saying the same thing, just in a slightly more vague way.
And I think, if anything, that's what a witch would do. Like in Macbeth, the witches, they have that little chant, don't they, at the beginning of Macbeth?
Oh, they're always rhyming
stuff. An eye for an eye. Wait, what is it?
Hubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
Is that from Macbeth?
I think so.
Or the witches. Which is because one of the gross things that they say is actually just like a eye of newt means mustard.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, something like that.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, don't use those specific two things if you retell this fact.
I don't like mustard anyway. I'd rather have eye of newt.
I want to be into mustard.
I like the idea of mustard.
It's yellow.
Yeah, it looks great on a hot dog.
Oh, boy.
It is, like, so Instagrammable. But I don't like it. Even if... Sometimes they put it in mash, and that really upsets
me. No, do they?
Yeah.
And I consider myself a connoisseur of mash.
You've never had a mustard mash?
No. Or the monster mash. mustard mash.
Yeah, I got it.
I should have said mustard instead of monster, but I got too excited in the middle of it.
Do you want to do it again?
Yeah, try it.
The mustard mash.
You did the mustard mash.
He did the mash.
poetry.
See how it sounds
and
in the
singing.
Edit. We might have to cut it for time anyway, Chels. So.
I'll do a GarageBand beat underneath
All right, yeah, cool. Here's one of her poems. Carriages without horses shall go, and accidents fill the world with woe. Around the world, thoughts shall fly in the twinkling of an eye. Underwater, men shall walk, shall ride, shall sleep, and talk. In the air, men shall be seen in white, in black, and in green. Iron in the water shall float as easy as a wooden boat. What do you think of that?
She's just talking about globalization.
She's saying, well, let's break it down. So, accidents fill the world with woe. That's not really a prediction. There've always been accidents. You're telling me that they didn't have accidents in the 15th century. Pull the other one with the Shipton.
Mm-hmm.
People are probably always falling down holes. And.
But I don't know if that line is connected to the next line.
And the world's thoughts shall fly in the twinkling of an eye. Now, the people
internet.
Are saying that's the internet, yeah.
Yeah, she did. She predicted globalization. She's like the Orwell.
Mm.
The Orwell. She is all. Anne Orwell.
Orwellian.
I feel like Orwellian applies to the specific ideas.
It's dystopian,
that he,
yeah. She's not Orwellian, guys.
She's just like Orwell.
What about this then? Underwater men shall walk, shall ride, shall sleep, and talk.
Submarines?
Yeah. Can sleep underwater if you... I wouldn't like to sleep on a submarine, but it's possible.
She's either talking about submarines or that one hotel that has that restaurant underwater.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she's talking about aquariums.
Yeah. Well, they're fish.
You know the bit where you go under the tunnel, though?
Oh, yeah. Bigger
aquarium.
Well,
you're under the water in a tunnel, yeah.
Is that an aquarium? Yeah.
Yeah. Sea Life Centre type
they
thing.
They should get, like, a name for what an aquarium that you have in your house, an aquarium that you go to. I think they should differentiate them.
Homarium.
Yeah. Because you wouldn't have like, I'm going to the museum, cool, I'll come too. No, it's in my bedroom.
I just love how they named everything fancy. Like, presumably they come up with that name in the Victorian times.
Arium.
Aquarium.
Planetarium.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Does arium just mean large room?
It must do, yeah.
Atrium.
Or place that celebrates whatever that thing is. Atrium, birds, is it?
Atrium.
No, aviary.
Yeah,
you know.
Atrium's just the room that you walk into before you get into the other room.
Yeah.
Like an antechamber.
Well, guys, if you can think of any more ariums, leave them as a tweet, at Chels and Jim. So she's got all of these cracking on. There's some more. She predicted Crystal Palace, supposedly. She said there'll be a house of glass.
Crystal, mate.
England and France shall be as one. World War II. She's saying there, she's predicted, became allies. This one threw me a bit. Wives shall fondle cats and dogs, and men live much the same as hogs.
I mean, maybe that hasn't happened yet.
Fondling cats and dogs. Now, I'm sorry, but that is just not acceptable behaviour. You can't fondle anything.
Well, I don't know what fondling means. Does it just mean having as a pet? How common was it to have a pet dog in the 14th century, or cat?
Probably quite common. I don't know. I've seen cats in paintings.
Yeah, all right, I'll take that. I feel like that could either be something that hasn't happened yet, or it could be something to worry men because it was the patriarchy back then and she just wanted to have a little bit of a fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, watch it, blokes, because in the future, women are just going to be fucking cats and dogs.
We don't need you.
Don't need you. We'll fondle a pussy.
Lesbians.
That's what she meant.
She meant lesbians.
And wives shall fondle cats and dogs.
Yeah, pussies and...
Also, maybe like bitches, my bitches.
Yeah.
That's dogs,
yeah,
isn't
bitches.
It?
My yeah. Pussies and bitches.
Yeah. And men live much the same as hogs. Men are pigs.
Yeah, and the gays aren't.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But we are still men, so... Through towering hills...
Clarify that just in case any sort of like army men are listening that like to leave comments on YouTube videos. We're still men, guys.
Well, she says all men, she's not specifying the sexuality of men there where she's saying they live as hogs. That was my point.
No, but without
right,
women,
I didn't need to bring it up.
Without the women who will be lesbians with artificial insemination to clean the house.
This is the thing when you write in poetic form, it opens it up to a lot of interpretation. And I think she's actually got away with a lot there because she has left it so vague. We're just like, oh, yeah, she has predicted the future.
Well, that's what annoyed me about reading Catcher in the Rye, is that everyone's like, oh, his hunting cat means this. Does it? Or is it just a simple story about a guy that hates everyone because they're phonies?
Yeah. I think often it is, you know, Chels.
Yeah.
Shakespeare. That's just like...
Waffle.
It's just stuff happening.
The Wasteland. People have written books and books about what the Wasteland means.
Maybe he was just talking about a wasteland.
I mean, he was.
I know I'm free. I know this will come to... That one's not interesting. Some of them aren't interesting.
Some of them won't be interesting.
This is her last prophecy.
Oh? Oh, is this all from the same poem? Or no?
This is just a random selection of her poems, and they're really small on the website, so I can't read it that clearly because I'm having to sit away. But this is her last prophecy. In 1926, build houses light of straw and sticks, for then shall mighty wars be planned, and fire and sword shall sweep the land.
The three pigs.
So, is that a mistimed prophecy for World War One or World War Two or the three little pigs?
When was the Great Fire of London? 1666?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not that one then.
No.
Why is she talking about what we're making our houses out of, though? Because we didn't make them out of any of those things for the war.
Straw and sticks, yeah.
Or is it like sticks and stones will break my bones in the war? They did.
Also, in the interwar years, they did have to build temporary houses because a lot of them got bombed.
Do they do it out of sticks? Do we consider wood to be a stick?
Wood is a kind of stick, isn't it?
Yeah, a sexy stick.
And straw, you know, in a way,
it's very
a brick
small
is
stick.
Like a straw.
Oh, no.
So I think she's spot on there. And the wall was being planned then. So, and then she goes on, when pictures seem alive with movements free, when boats like fishes swim beneath the sea, when men like birds shall scour the sky, then half the world, deep drenched in blood, shall die.
Dunkirk.
So what she got there? Television, pictures alive with movements free.
Or Harry Potter.
Submarines, boats like fishes swim beneath the sea. Aircraft, birds shall scour the sky. War. Half the world shall be drenched in blood, shall die.
I don't like how at the end of that you did it like sort of some teenager. Like, oh, I'm going to do my slam poetry now. War!
Well, I never did that. I'm thinking I missed out on a slam poetry phase.
Absolutely not. No one that did slam poetry is looking back on that and not being embarrassed.
So there we go. I mean, there's loads more prophecies as well that she did. The conclusion to that is she died. And that's the end.
Wait, what's the well got to do with it?
Oh, there also, so by the cave where she lived. Well, this is quite interesting. So Mother Shipton's cave became the first tourist attraction in England. They opened that up to the public in 1630.
No. Yeah? What about the royal headquarters, a.k.a. the palace?
What the fuck's the royal headquarters?
The palace. Surely people were visiting Henry VIII's house before they visited Mother Shipton's well.
Of course they weren't.
What?
Of course not. Because in those days, it wasn't...
Castle.
You couldn't go and visit it. That was a fortress.
No, I'm not saying you're going in, but you'd go and have a look at it.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a tourist attraction, though.
It wasn't
though.
A fortress,
It wasn't
Jimmy.
A gift shop. Of course it was.
It could have been a castle.
Tower of London, that was a fortress.
There's never really been a fortress.
Hampton Court Palace, that's just like a big house.
Go and have a look at it, though.
It'd be the equivalent of, like, I don't know, going to some office on Whitehall.
All right.
Where the Department of, I don't know, Transport is based.
It what was just about Stonehenge?
That was buried back then.
It was not.
It was.
What?
It was underground.
Where did the ground go?
They dug it up.
They didn't just dig up Stonehenge.
Of course they did.
I've seen it. There's grass there.
Yeah, but because it's been dug up now.
No. They didn't just dig up Stonehenge.
Yeah, it was under, like the pyramids, for example. The pyramids were underground for ages.
Jimmy, they weren't.
The Sphinxes were.
Why would they build them underground?
They didn't build them underground, Chels. They were just abandoned for ages and got underground, under sand.
No. Not, they're not like the terracotta army.
Yeah, it's true.
Pyramids are high.
When they found... I'm going to Google this for you.
I've seen the sand before. Like, Stonehenge. There are more Stonehenges around it. But why didn't they keep digging then?
Because they found them all.
No, there's more. They've... done a little x-ray of the ground and they found more.
Did a little x-rayed the ground.
Yeah. They've done that little radar of the ground and they're like, oh, there's more metal detecting.
Look, Mother Shipton's cave was the first tourist attraction in the UK. It was opened up to the public. People loved it because in there's a petrifying well. Do you know what a petrifying well is?
It's like Medusa, but wells.
It kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is, Charles. It turns things into stone. Or rather, if you put it under the water, it will eventually get a stone covering. So it was it's the only one in England. We should definitely go there, actually. It looks quite good. I'm not going to explain the geology of it because who gives a fuck?
Salt.
But basically, if you leave, it filters through loads of stone and it carries the minerals with it. So if you leave stuff underneath the drip, underneath the waterfall bit, it will eventually get a stony covering.
That's if I'm visiting a tourist attraction, I want something to happen quicker than that.
Well, people have donated stuff in the past. Queen Mary visited in 1923 and took off her shoe, and they turned that into stone by holding it under the water. Items worn by the cast of popular soap series, as well as a handbag belonging to Agatha Christie, and a hat belonging to John Wayne have been subjected to the process.
So if you go down there, it's just like Pompeii.
Yeah, but with like shit stuff.
Yeah.
A bit of shoe. Also, why the fuck didn't Mother Shipton predict that?
Is that a prediction?
Why, like, if what? You were psychic, you'd be like, guys, this fucking incredible thing's going to happen. In like 500 years' time, people are still going to be coming to my shitty cave house and leaving stuff in my shitty well to turn to stone.
I don't know if people would care about that. Would they care about that? If you were like, Chels, in 500 years, people are going to come here because it will turn things black. I'm like, well, I don't know what to do with that information.
If I said to you, Chels, in 500 years, there's people are still going to remember me and my house is going to be a tourist attraction, that'd be a pretty big deal, wouldn't
Only
it?
To you?
So you're telling me, Chels, that you wouldn't be excited about the Jimmy experience?
No one likes Mother Shipton. She wasn't popular. So no one's going to be like, okay, cool, your house is still going to be around in 500 years.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of predictions she could make, that's a pretty big one.
You know when your mate dyes their hair and then they send you like 30 pictures of it on like the Snapchat and it all the time and they're like, oh, and then I washed it and it went a bit yellow because it was...
This
sounds like I'm talking
me?
About you, but it's actually Byrne. So like last night, Byrne sent me like 30 pictures because he tried to tone his hair so it was even white a bit. It went a bit pink. Like, this doesn't matter to anyone but you. And this is like Mother Shipton living.
Tell it to your friend.
Well, I mean,
don't
I have to listen
me.
To it because I was the one that convinced him to dye his hair. So now I'm like in it with him. But like he was doing it to a public Snapchat as well. And it's like, they don't.
This is different to Mother Shipton's
It's a little
cave.
Bit different.
You can't
now
relate
that, I've
that
said
to
it.
Snapchat. Anyway, I think she's missed a trick by not predicting that. But I say good luck to her.
She's dead.
500 years ago. But that was the curious tale of Mother Shipton. There we go. Well, thanks, Beth, for suggesting that. And do you know what? I think we should actually take a trip to Harrogate.
Okay.
And go and see that cave.
Where is it?
Harrogate.
Where is that?
North.
Where specifically?
Near York.
Right.
I think.
Is there anything else near there that we could do?
York Minster.
Could we go back to Alton Towers / Blackpool Pleasure Beach?
Well, I mean, Alton Towers is definitely on the way.
It's on the way. It's further than Alton Towers.
Oh, yeah, loads further. Alton Towers is Midlands,
I've never been higher than Alton Towers.
Oh, you'd have to get your jabs done first. I think you'd like it.
I've
north
been to
of
Iceland.
That's much more
but,
north.
But, like, in our country, no.
What? You've never been to the north of England?
Why would I? It's horrible there.
It's really nice.
The
parts
south
of it.
Is lovely. The north is not for people like me.
Chels, we're going to go to Harrogate.
Not for delicate flowers like me. We can go to Harrogate, but...
The face you did when you said that was so not delicate.
We can go to Harrogate, providing that there's like a nearby entertainment that Chels can also visit.
We could do it via Alton Towers.
Have they got a gift shop?
We could go to Alton Towers, see the tree and chains.
Oh yeah, we didn't go when we were right there. Harrogate.
I'm just going to see how far it is.
Google
from
the well.
Us.
You have why are you googling Mother Shipton and not Petrified Well?
It's not coming up.
It's because you've put Mother Shipton into Google
God's,
Maps.
Okay.
I wouldn't just put Harry Styles into Google Maps. Like, here he is, Chels. Have at it.
I'm not trying to find actual Mother Shipton.
Where's her grave? Can we go to her grave?
Her grave is unmarked.
How do they know?
Her grave is just lost. That's what it says on the internet.
You can only know that by looking at every other grave.
Your internet is so slow, Chels.
Not for me.
I'm sorry, it is.
Not for me.
Really not working.
Fine, I'll look up the Petrified
Well. You look at
her. Mother Shipton's cave. Oh, there's a picture of a fucking lobster. You know I hate lobsters.
It's a plastic lobster that's been petrified. See, that's all the shit. You got a sock, you got a teddy bear, a boot.
That's her, that is. There's a picture of Mother Shipton.
Yeah.
The park, interactive tour, map, the story. Oh, pagan weddings? We can get married.
Oh, yeah?
Let's do that. Is pagan real wedding or a fake wedding? They do have a gift shop.
It's as real as any other.
Oh, Jim, look, you can get wishing water from the gift shop. I love that. You can get a fake petrified bear.
35 quid for a petrified bear.
I don't mind visiting us. Yes, please. From London.
Well, it's tax deductible.
You'll have heard of that. True.
But how far is it the journey, though?
I'm getting directions. Okay. London.
No, put in your address.
Oh.
There's a few that come up, because I've accidentally directed to the wrong of your address before.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, that's boy.
That's all right.
Oh, boy.
3 hours on a train. That's
I
not bad.
I love a long train journey with Jim. We
or
could do a
read. 4 hours
in
the car. 198 miles. Wow.
Let's
well, there we
car.
Go. We'll do that. Maybe that's where we do our live episode from.
From, yeah. Anyway, this isn't the best for the podcast.
No. Well, thank you for listening. That was the Curious Tale of Mother Shipton. If you've got any suggestions for podcasts, we will do them at Chelsea and Jim, or you can email jimandchels@gmail.com.
That yes, please.
Not Chelsea. That's probably why you're not getting any emails, Chelsea. Yeah. Everyone's sending it to Chelsea and Jim. It's jimandchels@gmail.com. Please send us an email just to make
I
us
mean,
feel.
Just ask us if we're all right.
Yeah. You don't have to suggest something weird. Or maybe something weird has happened to you. Maybe you've seen a ghost or like a vampire and you want to tell somebody about it. Tell us about it.
Tell Chelsea and Jim about it. Let all your fears out.
What we're trying to say is any content would be great. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.